Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Good. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I'm so thankful we can read the last part of Romans 1 and just read it just like it's written and not blink an eye and not be afraid that somebody's going to try to lock the doors on this place before the next service. Now that should tell us something. When people say you can't use those verses, and it has to do with homosexuality and lesbianism.
That's right.
But that was just part of what was being dealt with in this passage. Verse 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel, the good news of Christ, for it is God's power working to salvation to everyone who believes, a personal trust, confident surrender, firm reliance to the Jew first and to the Greek. For in the gospel, a righteousness which God ascribes is revealed, springing forth from faith and leading to faith. As it is written, the man who through faith is just and upright shall live and shall live by faith. For God's wrath and indignation are revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who in their wickedness, their what? What does wicked mean? Twistedness. They repress and hinder the truth and make it inoperative. Did you hear that? This, the New Living says, wicked people who push the truth away from themselves. Now, what you're going to see as we go further, this is not people who don't know the truth. This is not people who've never heard or never seen the truth. They see it, but choose something else. He said, for that which is known about God is evident to them and made plain in their inner consciousness because God has shown it to them. For ever since the creation of the world, his invisible nature and attributes, his eternal power and divinity has been made intelligible and clearly discerned in and through the things that have been made. So men are without excuse. Anybody that's alive and can see and hear and experience creation knows there is a God in their heart. Whether they admit it or acknowledge it or not, their heart knows this. They can override this with their head, but deep calls unto deep. And the creation, the inside of the creation, calls to the Creator. This is beyond the intellect. This is beyond the reasoning. Every human being, if they would admit it, knows there's a Creator. There's something in them calling and reaching and hungering for the one who made them. And he said, the whole creation's full of it. You see it when you look up in the night sky. You see it when you look across the mountain range. You see it when you see the animal kingdom and the plant kingdom. You see it. What are you seeing? It takes a confused simpleton to believe that this just is. It just happened. It's one of those wild, wild coincidences. There was a random collision, random explosion, and there was the proper chemical reaction, and from the goo to the zoo to you. That's like sitting off a bunch of C4 in a salvage yard, and when the dust cleared, that Citation 5 is sitting there shining like new money. Who with any intelligence would believe that? You look at that thing, the intricacy of that thing and the harmony of all those working systems, you know somebody thought this out and planned it and made it. Amen. And that thing is crude compared to God's creation. Somebody had this in their heart and mind. Somebody planned this. Somebody made this. And people can educate their intellect and deceive themselves until they convince themselves they no longer believe it. But when they draw their last breath, they'll no longer be an atheist or an infidel. It only works, you know, if you want it to work for a few breaths while you're here. But what did he say? From the creation of the world. His nature, his attributes, his power, his divinity are discernible. You can see them in his handiwork. Verse 21, but now get this. Because when they knew and recognized him as God, they did not honor and glorify him as God or give him thanks. Far more of this is happening than what people think. People play ignorant, but they're not. They see more, far more than they're letting on. They know more than they're letting on. This talks about people, they saw it was God, they knew it was God, but what? They did not honor and glorify him as God. They did not give him thanks, but instead they became futile and godless in their thinking. And their senseless minds were darkened. When you see light and you decide you don't want that, there's only one other thing for you. Darkness. Claiming to be wise, they became fools. They're professing themselves to be smart, but they're fools. And by them, the glory and majesty and excellency of the immortal God, did you hear this? Were exchanged for and represented by images resembling mortal man and birds and beasts and reptiles. Every culture, every nation on the planet of the earth that worships idols, back in their history, their forefathers knew something about God. And chose that instead of him. And it makes it hard on the subsequent generations when that's all you've known your whole life is worshiping this rock. But no matter, you still got all creation talking to them. You still got their spirit calling out. And God's got a body of Christ that's getting the gospel around the world too. Keep reading. They exchanged this stuff for God. Therefore, God gave them up in the lust of their own hearts to sexual impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, abandoning them to the degrading power of sin. Because they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and they worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. So be it. Now he goes on to talk about people in sexual sin. And you'll see, I'm going to read it. We're going to talk about it in just a moment. But you'll see, this is one of the big thrusts that's going on right now. The world is telling our young people, sex outside of marriage is not bad. It's normal. Having fun. Bad or good. He goes on to say, this reason God gave them over and abandoned them to vile affections and degrading passions. Verse 27, the men turned from, I didn't read it all. Verse 26, for this reason God gave them over and abandoned them to vile affections and degrading passions. For their women exchanged their natural function for an unnatural and abnormal one. We have the weight of society pressing us that this is not true.
That's right. That's right.
And that it is natural for a woman to be with a woman if that is how they were born and how they are. We're being pressed. Do you understand this? We're being pushed. We're being pushed from Washington. We're being pushed from the European community and the world community. We're being pressed that we are archaic and we are prejudiced. And that this is not true.
That's right.
Somebody said, well, we're in love. You can fall in love with people you should never even been with.
That's right.
And your emotions are real. But it doesn't make it right. I don't care what kind of, I don't know what kind of experience Adam and Eve had with that fruit when they took it. The Bible talks about the pleasure of sin for a season. And they knew some stuff they didn't know. But it didn't make it right. Didn't make it right, didn't make it good. If God says it's bad, then I don't care what laws are passed.
Amen.
It's bad.
Yes, sir.
Hmm? If he says it's bad, I don't care how you feel. I don't care how your emotions are. I don't care how long you felt that way. You either believe him or you don't.
Amen.
And this is no different than any other thing. I know of any number of pastors that have left their wives and married other women that were in their church. And it's exactly the same thing. We fell in love. We couldn't help it. It was bigger than the both of us. And how can anything that feels so wonderful be bad? Because I felt like I've never felt when I'm with this person. And we're so happy. You have changed bad to good. You are saying bad is good. I've pled with pastors before. They've taken a man's wife that's in their church. And they're trying to say, well, maybe we made a mistake, you know, in the beginning, but God's forgiven us. And I think this is his perfect will for us ultimately. No. We're not saying this for any condemnation. God wants to spare people mistakes. Right now. Right now.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Good, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
It's me.